Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch at Avengers Podcast. That is one word, ladies and gentlemen, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. If you also want to follow us, you can go to youtube.com/TheAvengers. We're also there. And if you want to follow us on any podcast platform, we are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are available. Do you want to support the show? Because you can. You can find us on patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. We have exclusive content only available on our Patreon. We have exclusive movie reviews, news, segments. We have unedited podcast episodes. Whatever you would like, it's on there. I promise you. Another way to support the show is consider giving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. I promise you it goes a long way with us getting eyes and ears on the show, and we greatly appreciate your support. But I'm just one of your hosts, Brandon. I can't do this alone. Clinton, how are you doing?
You put me on the spot again. I am doing hot pasta.
Hocked. He just put a big piece of pizza in his mouth. That's why I went to him first. Emmy, how are you doing?
I'm feeling doughy-faced and very white.
Nice. Doughy-faced, very white. Guys, Hawkeye episode 2. We got 2 back-to-back episodes of Hawkeye for Disney Plus, and you, as an Avengers listener, you're getting 2 back-to-back episodes of Hawkeye. So thank you for listening. We hope you're gonna have a good time with episode 2
and episode 1.
Yes, episode. If you have not listened to episode 1 yet, it's right below this. So click episode 1. It is available down there. We review episode 1 in depth, and we appreciate that. This is episode 2, though, guys.
It's a hoot, guys. It's a hoot. Listen to it.
There's no owls, but we definitely have a hoot of a good time.
It's a hoot nanny.
Hoot nanny, yes. Guys, I'm going to go out of my way and say it right now. Episode 2, I absolutely loved episode 2. This episode sold me on the entire series, where everything was a little jarring. Everything was a little, what's going on? Wait, that person's dead. That person's attacking who? Wait, what the hell? Why are they fighting each other? What's going on? Well, there's a dark auction, a triceratops head. There was a lot going on in episode 1, and my brain sometimes gets overloaded with the details, and it's hard for me to decipher. Episode 2 fleshed a lot of these things out for me, and mm-hmm. I really, really enjoyed Kate Bishop even more in this episode. Hawkeye even more in this episode. Huge, huge fan of episode 2. And I kind of hinted at it with episode 1, but episode 2, great, great, phenomenal, fantastic episode. I'm so excited for the series after the first two episodes. I think it was smart to release the first 2 episodes together because the second episode really got me more hyped for this show in the long run. So very, very happy. Guys, who wants to start with episode 2 thoughts?
I'll go because it looks like Clinton's mouth is full of pizza.
Ah.
Or dick.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of mushrooms in his mouth right now. And it's not toppings on a pizza, if you know what I'm saying.
I didn't think that they needed
myself.
I didn't think
I'm eating a salad.
Oh, he's eating a salad. By salad, he means green dick.
No, this is just a big crouton.
Anytime there's like a big piece of bread in his mouth, it's dick.
Good Lord. I didn't completely understand why they needed to release 2. I feel like WandaVision was such an odd show. Like, they kind of needed to release 2 so that, like, you kind of get the feel for what WandaVision is. I was hooked on episode 1 and episode 2. Like, I liked that I was able to binge it in that way.
Right.
Because episode 2 just was like, holy, holy shit, more.
Right.
Holy shittier.
Right.
It was, I really, really, really enjoyed episode 2. And I think one of the things that I really enjoyed was the humor. I liked Haley Steinfeld's smart acidness. I really, really liked the series.
I really thought Haley Steinfeld and Jeremy Renner both shined in this episode. And and they both played to their strengths. Young, mm-hmm. brash, smart-ass, witty kid and adult, knows everything, you know, kind of intelligent, but also...
Kind of intelligent.
It's Hawkeye. I'm sorry. But no, like, just kind of like... What I mean by that is like intelligent, but also very
experience.
Yes. That's a very good word for it. And I really loved and their chemistry together. Let's not forget that them together play off each other extremely well. Really well said, Emmy. Clinton, I'm looking forward to hearing from you, man. Episode 2. Did you think this episode was better than episode 1, the same as episode, or just kind of the same vibe? You were digging it the whole way through. And also, you know, kind of what were your thoughts on the episode as a whole?
I didn't mind episode 1. So episode 2 was just like a bonus for me.
Yeah.
You said that like it didn't pick up for you till this episode. For me, it didn't bother me. The first episode didn't bother me. And I even said to Emmy, I think when we were watching it, I said, they didn't have to release two at a time because they normally do that if they want you to
get
invested. If it feels slow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And to me, it didn't feel like the first episode was slow. I thought it was a great backstory for,
I mean,
I think you said that, and then I think that I adopted it as my own thought, and so I.
For someone that didn't think episode 1 was slow. It was jarring. It was like there's so much being thrown at me, and episode 2 let the dust settle quite a bit for me, and I like
that. What answered some of the questions too?
That's what I mean. You know, I wasn't second guessing what, and I like
when shows like put something up for us to try to figure out. I want them to jar me a little bit in the beginning so we can, it fleshes out some story throughout the show.
Mm-hmm.
There was some things for me in the episode 1 that did the same thing. I remember I asked Brandy's the one that hates me. I didn't mean to say Brandy.
You are going to die on that hill.
Emmy, I told her that I was like, are they going to explain his hearing loss? And then she went on this whole tangent to me about how it doesn't need to be explained. And I was like, but we've not known him deaf.
Never.
I just want to know what happened.
And I love that they did it in a very smart, quick way.
And I also said, it's probably from all the battles that he's been in and he's lost his hearing from all those things.
Makes the most sense.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they did. Yep. The explosions and stuff. So no, I love this episode as well. It felt like the first episode was kind of like a backstory origin story for Kate Bishop. And then we start running in the second episode.
Yeah.
Like we got her story now. Let's see them together. And where are we going from here?
I like that you said, let's start running, because with episode 1, I felt like it was off and running. And we talked about that in our episode 1 review. However, I felt like this episode was very much, okay, you're with us now. You got everything. Brand. Okay, let's go. It was a lot of fun, and I thought really extremely well done and made you really, really care about the people that were in it. And we do. We see that right from the beginning, we go from the flashback of, you're a kid? My God, how did you get the suit? You know, flashback of everything that happened in episode 1 to Hawkeye revealing Kate Bishop being behind the Ronin suit. You know, how did you get the suit? And she's just more transfixed on Hawkeye. This is crazy, you know. And she, you know, finally they go back to her place and she's like, oh, the Hawkeye's in my place. This is crazy. And how did you get the suit? A black market auction. Can you sign my bow? You're my favorite Avenger. And, you know, he's not interested in signing a bow, just kind of similar with taking a selfie in a photo. He's not interested in his brand. He's not interested in furthering. I like this. It humanizes Hawkeye. He's not in it for the fame. He's in it for the mission. You know, I really don't care. And talks about the tracksuit mafia. I love her comment here. A little on the nose, don't you think?
Yeah.
And talks about your mom's fiance's uncle. Really, really funny part there. And you kept the mask on, right? you know, and yeah, I kept them out. You didn't go anywhere? No, I didn't go anywhere at all. Well, except here and except there. And it's funny, these two little quick decisions she made in a moment of probably panic and a desperation, and rightfully so. Anyone in her position, I would do the exact same thing, probably 10 times worse, maybe 100 times worse, you know, and it creates villain, it creates enemies, it creates this tension. We see Molotov cocktails being thrown through the window. There's fire that's happening. You know, it's kind of this crazy quick, all right, she's Kate Bishop, she's in the Ronin suit, tracksuit mafia is after her, let's keep going.
We're in it now.
Right. And it's just, but I loved it because we already got a little bit more backstory of who's attacking her, why they're attacking her, her transfixion on Hawkeye. She explains that and he just doesn't give a shit. And I like that. I like that he's not like, oh yeah, I'll sign your bow. He's like, no, we got to take care of this first. A lot of stuff going on right at the beginning.
Yeah. She says like, oh my gosh, it's the Hawkeye in my apartment.
Hawkeye.
Can you imagine if she met an actual Avenger?
Oh, shit. Shots fired.
Yeah, sorry. I old habits die hard.
Man, if she met an
actual... Said die hard. No, it's a Christmas movie,
too. Ah, Christmas movie, Christmas show.
She's saving face. She loved these episodes.
Yeah, no, I did.
And she loved Hawkeye.
And I will go on to like counteract that with, we got an absolutely badass Hawkeye moment here where he caught the Molotov cocktail and threw it back out. Honestly, I liked it. I liked it a lot. I really enjoyed it.
Pretty sure you said that's the most badass thing Hawkeye's ever done.
Yes, that is exactly what I said. Even though
he swung from a skyscraper into another building and shot an arrow at somebody without looking, but this is the most badass thing he's done.
It was fucking badass.
I wish they wouldn't have given that away in the trailers, honestly.
I don't mind that they did, because I don't think that I would have thought it was as badass had I not been prepped to see it.
But it still didn't work. That place burnt down.
Well, because they got a couple of those cocktails in there before he caught one.
Just like you did before the podcast.
Before you burn this podcast down.
Burn it to the ground.
Burn it.
I do really enjoy the tracksuit mafia. And this episode, it really gave them some humor.
Mm-hmm.
They really emphasize the bro. Because in the comics, it is the tracksuit Draculas. And they say bro constantly. And they really... I didn't expect them to do that with the show. Like,
I didn't either.
Have the tracksuit mafia, but them saying bro so much is like when I heard they were adopting a Matt Fraction, I was like, okay, well, are they going to say bros the whole time? Because I feel like that's going to annoy me, but they execute it so well. I love, especially in this episode where Kate Bishop drops down to try to save Hawkeye and they're tied up. And the humor there that, like, they don't get things. Like, it's all over their head, the things that are said.
Yeah.
So
very,
I love
very Drax.
Yes. Humor dynamic of the tracksuit mafia.
Kate Bishop is guy.
Yes. And Jeremy Renner shined here, too. Like,
I haven't seen him be this funny.
Yep.
No, I really thought Hawkeye shined with, and it was very dry humor too. It wasn't like this outwardly like, oh, okay, like, you know, the normal like Avengers Marvel humor. It was like, like he was very dry, very to the point, but it made it really, really funny. And I think it played really well off of Jeremy Renner / Clint Barton. Really, really appreciated that. And so we see, obviously, that, hey, they have to escape the fire. We need supplies. And I love, she's like, okay, yeah, we're going to a secret hideout. We're going to the Avengers. I have such a bad habit now of Avengers and Avengers being crossed up. My apologies. They're like, are we going to go to the Avengers Tower? We're going to do this. And we need some supplies. He's getting Neosporin, rubbing alcohol, Q-tips. He's not Thor. You know, he's a normal guy, and he's actually getting Neosporin. And I thought it was really funny. And he even says, Tony sold the Avengers Tower a few years ago. Clinton! Tony sold the Avengers... Oh, sorry. Emmy! Avengers... Or excuse me, Tony sold the Avengers Tower. What do you got?
To Kang. That's what I said. And Clinton didn't correct me.
Clinton.
I thought you meant Kang.
Yeah, Kang. Kang, Kang. Kang, bang, Kang, Kang.
Why would he sell it to Kang?
Kang, Kang, bang, bang.
No, I think the Avengers Tower has been sold to...
the Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was waiting.
Or Oscorp.
But in Loki, we see Avengers Tower, and it has the Kang Kang Bang Bang. Kang, yeah, but we Kang, also see the
Living Tribunal, and we haven't seen that yet. So I don't. I mean, Loki dealt with alternate timelines. I don't know that that's fair enough to say.
Okay, well, it could have. It would have been nice for you to say that when we were watching it in the comfort of my own home and not for you to call me out on the podcast.
I couldn't get you to focus on watching because you were in your phone. So I wasn't going to try to correct you.
That's bullshit.
That's true.
My phone wasn't even in the room.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So then Hawkeye's like, I'm gonna miss my flight, so kids, you guys get yourselves home.
Close. He said, I love when she's like, you know, I'm gonna stash you away, I'm gonna do this, and she goes, stash me away, I'm not a bag of money. And he goes, no, you're not. A bag of money would be useful to me. Fucking,
their banter together is so good.
I fucking love that line, especially the way he grins afterward and she's like, motherfucker, you know, like, it's so good. And then
she comes back with something like, she says,
I have a place about 10 blocks away, would a bag of money have a place?
Yeah. And it's so good. And it's her aunt's house, and she's out of town, and
her aunt. Brandon,
I say aunt too,
but
For listeners. Okay, sorry, we're gonna edit this so you don't hear this. Sorry. So she has a place at her aunt's house. Mm-hmm. And she's out of town right now. Don't you need my key? Oh, like, well, and he's talking about, I'm gonna go back to your place and get the suit. And she goes, don't you need my keys? Nope, I'm good, stay here. I love just like the sheer confidence, like, nope, don't need your keys, fuck off. I've got this.
Well, Emmy was pissed in the first episode that he found her so easily and fought the people off. But I was like, he is a S.H.I.E.L.D. spy. And this is a 22-year-old.
Makes sense.
He doesn't know who she is. She's got a mask on.
He saw her on TV. She was still in the suit when he found her. It was on the news.
But, like, you can't be like, find Kate Bishop. He doesn't know her name.
He didn't find Kate.
If this motherfucker can find Black Widow tapping on a wall, being held captive by Ultron.
Has its own issues.
Hold on.
But you're saying he found Kate Bishop. He found the person in the mask and then unmasked her and found out she was Kate Bishop. It was.
And they actually say in the news article where everything was hitting the fan at.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, they point at the location.
That's what I told her. I was like, news told where.
It's not that far fetched. It's not that far fetched.
Clinton, you are no longer allowed to stay with me if you're going to continue to call me a dummy on the podcast.
I didn't call you a dummy, and that seems like you're self-conscious, and there are therapists out there that can help you work through your issues.
Not mine, because I fired him.
So we see...
Wait.
Yeah. Emmy, sorry. Dummy, what you got?
So now I've got a new nickname. I was Cupcake.
Nugget,
and now I'm Dummy Dumb.
Dum Dum Candy.
Yeah, Dum Dum. Little suckers. Yeah. Hey, sucker, what you got?
That's what they used to call me in high school.
For more reasons than one. What you got, Emmy?
That well's dried up, though, hasn't it, Emmy?
Sucker, what you got?
Okay, we kind of did a little bounce over when Hawkeye is like, seriously, to his kids, he's like, y'all get yourselves home. This idiot's in charge. And I looked at Clint and I was like, you should put the girl in charge. She's much more capable.
I first asked, who's the oldest? Well, I said, who's taking care of the kids? And I think Amy said they're old enough. And I said, but I think the son's the oldest. And she said, yes, but the daughter is the most capable.
Yeah.
And then that scene happens and it was the son in charge because he was the oldest, but
we're not there. We're not there yet, guys. We have not.
We're absolutely.
No, we're not. At the end, she goes, how's my place? And he says, crispy. And then she goes, oh, you're not an art major, because she starts drawing up sketches of the people she saw in the Tracksuit Mafia. And then we see him talking to his kids and he saying goodbye to them. That was after. You guys are jumping ahead, but it's okay.
I think that Disney Plus showed it to you in a different order.
Take my notes in order. There's literally no way I take it out of order.
Take notes, Brandon. Stop.
So anyway,
notes in order.
But anyway, since we're going to jump ahead to them saying goodbye and act like we skipped over something. No, we didn't skip over it. We were going in chronological order, but you guys want to go ahead and talk about it. So feel free.
Don't lose Nate. Where's Nate?
Yes, that's the notes after everything I just talked about.
Oh, okay. So then getting into the aunt's house, did we notice the Creature from the Dark Galaxy poster?
I did not, but I did see the Dark Galaxy verbiage, and I figured that had to do with something MCU related.
So when they get into the apartment, the name that Kate's finger lands on is Moira Brandon.
Moira. Brandon Moira. Yes.
No.
Moira Brandon.
Yes. Yeah. She, based off of BuzzFeed that I read today, in the comics is an actress. She was in The Creature from the Dark Galaxy. And she's actually in the comics.
Nice.
So
your mom's in the comics.
Mephisto. What?
Oh, also, when they're talking before he even goes to see Kate Bishop's house, she goes, when did your heart shrink 3 sizes? And he said, when a girl in a ninja costume stole my Christmas. I love the Grinch reference, and I love that he's so quick to like just go right back at her. Really good line there.
That's why their banter works so good. Their birth,
it's perfect.
Their birth. They're both smart asses and like.
They're both smart asses.
Kate Bishop is like salty with her life that's happened, and her mom and her don't see eye to eye ever, it seems like. And she wants to do her own thing, and her mom wants her to keep up this reputation. She wanted her to wear a red dress in this. She wears a suit,
a black suit.
And then Clint's like jaded with everything that's happened. Like he just wants to be with his family. So nothing else matters. It's not important to him. So he'll like sound off with whatever. It doesn't matter. It's not important. So he don't give credence to it. So he just comes right back at her. And I love their dynamic. They do it so well.
They do. I love that he bandages Kate Bishop up, and it's kind of like this almost a father daughter kind of thing. You know, and it's really, really cool. And, she, you know, she's like, how's my place? He says, crispy. And she does these, like I talked about, like these drawings of these people she saw. And he's like, I assume you're an art major. And he's so quick. He's not even like, oh, okay, I guess I could kind of see. He's like, oh, you're not an art major. And she goes, no. Like, it's just very, like, fuck off. And he doesn't pretend that she's anything that she's not. He looks up his something on Google, and he finds his costume. It's like, I think he Googles like NYC or something like that.
LARPers.
Yeah, NYC. Because
he saw the sticker.
Yep. And he saw NYC LARPers, and he sees his costume, and he you know, what the
hell? Live action role players.
Yep. I learned that from Role Models with Paul Rudd.
On what search engine?
Google.
Yep. Because fuck Bing.
Yeah. If you want to hear our Bing rant that lasts 10 seconds. It is on our Amazing Spider-Man review exclusively on Patreon.
So, exclusively?
Yeah, I can't talk.
He had a little bit of an issue with how quickly he found this out.
I think it's just time. Emmy, it's my favorite argument in the entire world. They're not going to show him searching for 30 goddamn minutes looking for shit online. They're just going to cut to the chase, because that's not good storytelling if you show him missing a bunch of Google searches. Just cut to the chase and show him getting it.
Well, I pointed out that he saw the sticker and the suit was gone. So a firefighter was the only people that had jurisdiction in there. So it was it had to be a firefighter.
But it could have also been the mafia.
No, the mafia didn't go in there.
You don't know that. They left.
They left.
No, you don't know that. Hawkeye and Kate Bishop left. So the fire could have been continuing to rage.
They wouldn't have went in there.
The mafia could have gone in.
It was on fire.
The You're roof.
On fire.
The roof. It was a plausible is on fire. Sorry.
It was a plausible explanation for him to think that they... Now, would the fire department have a LARPer sticker on their fire truck? I don't know.
No, that does not seem like it's up to code.
I don't know if that's a code they have to have. Do not put things on your window.
Yeah.
No, don't do it. Just don't do it.
It seems like it's not. Okay.
But he just searched them. And then, listen, if I found a ninja suit, 7-year-old me would be so excited. Do you know what it was for Halloween most of my childhood? A ninja every year.
Okay.
The kid in me, had I found this costume, adult size, and it's legit, yeah, I'm going to take it.
I'm going to take that bitch.
You're snitching on yourself.
I would not post it online.
Yeah, the dude was kind of a dumbass. Like, look at me. I just stole this costume. Like, yeah. Where the hell? Obviously, he caught it. He got it from that location. But how did he end up with it? Did he just find it on the ground and said, this is mine? Like,
what? Yeah. I mean, they put out the fire. It was in there. Dibs.
Yeah, that's kind of how I took it as well.
Also,
do you know?
With getting this suit, because they are tracking it to him. Or they will, like, let these dumbasses that are taking the suit wear it in public or on videos, and people will think that the person that did all this was that person.
Okay. Why does First he need of all, the suit?
And
oh, my God. Wow. Oh, wow.
I already had, like, 6 points to make on that. Go ahead.
I was afraid that this show was going to make him finding the suit the, like, main plot point. At the beginning of the episode, I was like, is this show going to be like them trying to find the suit? Because I'm not here for that. And thank God it wasn't, because he got the suit
back. Agreed.
And then I'm done.
All right, Amy, what you got?
I don't remember them.
None of them at all.
Okay. First of all, I agree with you. That, like, who cares what happens to the suit? Fucking burn it. It's fine.
Burn it.
Second of all, the reason that he was going after it, I think I have figured out, is because if the suit is what people are going to go after, then innocent people are going to get killed because of that suit. And he can't have that on his conscience, because... that's not okay.
I like that explanation, because I was wondering the same thing.
Murder bad.
Murder bad, especially innocent lives.
Yeah. And then there was another one I had, but it has gone.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba. So we see also he's saying goodbye to his kids. He's saying, you know, hey, there's only one rule you need to remember. Don't lose Nate. Wait, where's Nate? I laughed out loud at this part. Like, he literally was telling his two oldest kids, hey, keep an eye on your little brother. And he's like, you can't lose him. Wait, where is he? It was really funny. It felt like a very dad moment. And then you have a cut on your forehead. This is his daughter speaking to him. You have a cut on your forehead. Should we be worried? What's going on? I promise you, I will be home for Christmas. She goes, promise me you'll be home for Christmas. Keep your word, okay? So you know, and we saw this. I love the continuity and callbacks, because she says here, keep your word, okay? there's a part in Captain America Civil War where he is trying to get Wanda out of that kind of little the Stark compound, Avengers compound, and she goes, "What are you doing here?" And he goes, "Disappointing my children." He has not kept his word in the past. And I love that it continues to pay off in this, where she says, "Keep your word, okay?" Not keep your word or I'll see you soon. It's like, hey, I don't want that to happen again. Please make sure you're there. Just more brilliant storytelling by Marvel Studios. Well done, guys.
Kudos to Clint, as much as we shit on him, for standing up to a Synthezoid Vision and Wanda Maximoff.
Oh, the two strongest Avengers, easily.
Yes. And he just didn't
give a fuck.
Nope. Okay. That was back when I hated him, so we're
also
not.
Also, Emmy laughed out loud.
Okay, stop fucking telling on me, okay? You absolute snitch. I'm never telling you any of my secrets because you were just
secret. It was
and then Emmy laughed at this. And Emmy said that she would just.
But Brandon did too. That's what I'm talking about.
What? Laughed out loud?
It was
what?
Like, "Where's your little brother?" And then,
oh, I genuinely laughed out loud at this part.
So, oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, no, I did. Sorry. I thought you were bringing up something else that I hadn't brought up.
You were yet, like, "You fucking snitch. You're not allowed in my house anymore." Oh, yeah. That? Yeah, totally. I laughed.
Yeah, no. Okay. Okay.
Damn.
It was real cute. It was real cute. Is it Lila? Lila? Is it
Lila?
Lila. Lila should have been in charge.
And he even says that.
Older brother is Stitch.
Yeah.
But I love that he puts Stitch in charge. That's what we're going to call him because of Clinton. But like he even goes, "You know, I always put you in charge. You're the, you know, like just like a father, like, yeah, hey, you got this. Keep this going. You know, I know he's older, but you're the smart." I love it. I love this little scene.
And Nate is the pregnant belly from Civil War. Is it Civil War?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he also shows up in Endgame. He's at the funeral in Endgame.
Oh.
Wait, yeah. What?
Endgame, there's a funeral for Tony. He's there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who? Tony died?
And Nate, the little child. They're all standing there for his funeral.
Nate, the youngest Hawkeye baby. She said
something about pregnant.
Yeah, in Civil War, she's pregnant.
In Civil
it was supposed
War,
to be Natasha.
Hawkeye's wife is pregnant. Oh, okay. It
was supposed to be Natasha, but it turns out to be Nate.
And
you traitor.
It's the same actors, too, by the way.
You traitor. Good callback. Sorry. And it is. And it's one of the Russo kids, I believe, is the daughter, right?
The daughter, yes.
Yep. So, yeah. I don't know. Really, really, really good stuff here. So we see that the dog is there. It's eating pizza. I love that it just eats pizza.
Lucky the pizza dog.
As much as I love this dog, watching him eat pizza, especially because my dog took a shit all over our bed sheets after eating a burger. And this happened today, so it's fresh on my mind. Like watching it
eat it's a fresh in your sheets.
It's fresh exactly. in my sheet. We are washing our sheets as we speak. I am literally like, oh, do you really want to keep feeding it pizza? No, that's not the best thing for its stomach. But at the same time, I love it. We see Rogers the Musical commercial. Rogers the Musical.
Had that moment. I had that note. I
love it.
I want it to be real.
I want it to be real. Marvel, make it happen. Just saying, you would have at least two tickets sold, maybe three. The Avengers would be in the front row in New York watching it on Broadway. So
fuck that. The Avengers would be in it.
Oh,
I'm gonna play the part of Nat or Maria Hill.
Mm.
Or I'm gonna be Captain Marvel.
Yeah,
well, he's probably not in it.
She.
I said, did I?
I don't know. Clinton wasn't paying attention, so we don't have a.
I don't know her pronouns.
We don't have an official judge, so we can't go there. I would
you just
be.
I don't know her pronouns.
I would be Captain America. Clinton would be Iron Man, and you would be. Nah.
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. That's it. No. But I love this, and what happened, it's too hard to tell. So we're talking about flashbacks of his hearing loss. Like, she even looks at his hearing aid, and she goes, what happened? And he says, too hard to tell. And really quickly, we see these flashbacks of his past through all these movies, Avengers, Captain America, Civil War, you know, all these movies. And I love it. It was so quick. It was so quick, and it was perfect. You didn't need this huge explanation. Hell, they showed all these explosions happening right near him. Of course, anyone could have hearing problems.
And he's not superhuman. So
he's not.
There's no serum or no special powers. Can I just, this would affect him.
Can I applaud Marvel Studios? Quick, easy, simple storytelling. You didn't need
can
this.
Can I applaud Jeremy Renner for his acting and his music career?
No, not the music career, but for his acting, yes. I thought he did well in this, but not his music career, no. If you applaud him one more time for his music career, Clinton, you're off the... Hold on, hold on. One more time you applaud him for his music career, you're off the fucking podcast.
You want me to play a song? No,
Clinton?
Is that what you said?
That's
you
want, a copyright issue.
It's a copyright issue. We'll have to edit it for one, and for two, I'll kick you off the podcast. I can't stand you standing up for shit. Don't you this get whole, that phone out.
This
don't
whole you, this I, whole conversation, don't tell him not to, because then he'll just do it. Clinton, have you never fine. Taught middle schoolers?
I'm not a middle schooler.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Let's test that theory.
I'm about to go hawk by.
Oh, no.
Let's test that theory.
All right. Bye. Hawk by.
No.
Penis.
I love you. Don't go away.
Penis.
He's going to go piss is what he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, he's in my house. Like, I can I can keep him here if I want him
to record this episode. No.
I can't hear what you're saying. He just shut my bedroom door. Like, he's locking me in here. That's like, he's the weird. Beast and I'm the beauty.
Like, he's the beast and I'm the beauty. By the way, Clinton and Emmy are at the same place right now. So if you're wondering why Clinton's audio is a little muffled, now you know.
He's at my casa.
Casa de Emmy.
Yep.
All right. Emmy, what were you saying?
Oh, this whole conversation, Kate is the audience.
Yes.
This whole conversation where she's like, no, you've got a branding issue. Like, right. You're not selling what people are buying. Like, your heart is underneath of all of this armor. And like, she is completely who I was before this show. And probably still am if I went back and watched the original.
To an extent.
Movies.
To an extent, yes.
To an extent, yeah. So she is I am me. She is I who is me. Did you guys notice the Disney store in the background?
I did not notice at all. No.
Oh, there actually is a Disney store in the background.
No clue. Didn't catch it.
It's in Times Square there, and it like is accurate. Like, it is there.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Disney's everywhere. Yeah.
So are Disney's nuts. Got him.
You're such a dickhead. You're so
I really honestly no. truly am.
Okay. Here's
just Disney's nuts.
Here's the thing. Okay, and I can't believe I'm gonna do a twofer, but I'm about to do a twofer, but I'm gonna say it. I'm going to say it. You have transferred from bringing Iron Man 2 up every single episode to now transferring to a D's nuts joke every episode. And honestly, I don't know which one I hate more. I'm still trying to figure it out. But the fact that it's like D's nuts is where you're landing on right now, a little upsetting. But we'll get to it. We'll talk offline. We'll have
okay. Well, yeah. And I'll say this online. I've been trying to do both on every episode for quite some time.
I don't want both. If I'm going to have to deal with this bullshit. I need one or the other. So we see your problem is branding. They want sincerity. He keeps repeating to her because he talks about, I don't care. I'm not trying to sell anything. That's your problem. What? Your problem is branding. They want sincerity. I'm not trying to sell anything. And, he just doesn't care. He's just trying to do good, do his mission, and get the hell out of there and be back to his family. I thought it brought a lot of humanity back to Hawkeye. And he says, he's talking to Kate Bishop, and he put your phone number for business only. And she's like, all right, I'll call you later. And he goes, please don't. It just walks away. It's a really cute moment between them two where they exchange numbers. Like, if you need me because shit hits the fan, because obviously you had the suit for a little bit, let me know. Keep me aware. But she's completely independent of herself, but she's like, I'm going to call you later. And she goes, no, don't do that. It was a really cute moment between Kate Bishop and Clint Barton.
Emergency only, or I'll block and delete you.
Right.
I think is what he said.
Pretty much. Clint, what'd you think?
I think the branding thing that's brought up here is like, it's not only about the way he is perceived by the public, but also like it's getting deeper. Like you're trying to like hide a side of yourself from the public, but I think it's what's going to lead into him changing his costume and being open about the way he looks.
You think
he gets the purple costume, and I feel like this is why, is because of her influence with him.
So you,
we already see her in this episode with the purple costume.
Can I go out on a limb here and say you think he is going to change his costume to the traditional comic book, like not the new waved Hawkeye blonde hair glasses costume, but the old school Hawkeye H in the middle of his forehead costume?
That ain't what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about,
when
I say traditional, the purple is what I mean. Like him wearing a purple
costume. Oh, so you don't think he, okay. When I hear traditional, when I hear traditional, I also think of the purple, but I also think of the big ass H in his forehead.
I meant that in the understanding that everyone saw the trailers and knows he has that costume at some point. So I think this is what leads to that. He has the fully purple costume, not the H in the headwear, but
because the H came with a purple costume in some of the comics.
For sure.
Yeah. But so, I mean, when you said traditional,
I was just under the assumption y'all knew what I was talking about.
I get what you're saying, but when you say traditional purple costume, it's not far-fetched to say
there's a head thing.
Yeah.
There's a head
thing. There's not, it's not, you're acting like I really reached there. There's a purple costume that is traditional with the H on, like with the head mask on there. So it's not like I assumed you saw it. Like, It's a thing. It's a real
thing. I'm with Brandon here. With Brandon.
I
didn't mean for this to turn into like a debate about
it. It's not a debate. I was just, you're like, I assumed you guys were.
I'm sorry.
I know. But like,
I meant the purple. We got a line of purple in one of his costumes.
You want full blown
purple. I think it was Ultron.
It was.
We've never seen like a full blown purple costume for him.
I'm excited about
it. And of course, they're not going to do that headpiece with the H. It's ridiculous for a live adapter.
They did the headpiece with the A for Captain America.
Yeah, but they
did the headpiece with the W for Scarlet Witch.
They didn't do a W.
It's not a W. But it looks WB.
Warner Brothers.
Nope. The Captain America was still modernized to a helmet from military, and it didn't have the wings on it. It had them painted, but it didn't have the ones that stuck out.
Yeah, but they could still modernize the H with Hawkeye, too.
How?
At least please Captain America was in military and needed a helmet.
Please tell me
how. What would Hawkeye's reason be?
To keep his
sunglasses.
For one, yeah.
Well, the sunglasses would work. I'm here for that.
The whole how. H is kind of dumb because you're like, hi, I'm Hawkeye. So I agree there, but I do think a mask would conceal his identity more than what he's currently doing. If that's your whole point, you need to You know, like, because he's all about, I don't want to be noticed. I don't want to be seen. I don't want to. Well, the H is discrediting everything I'm saying right now. But a mask would also conceal his identity to a point where, like, I don't need. So it's a give and take.
He wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't a.
I'm not saying he's a vigilante, but also he doesn't want to be a hero. He just wants to do his job.
My whole point from this was that I think that's why he'll change his costume. It's because of branding and what she said to him.
Here we go.
I could be wrong.
Because of Brandy. You heard it here.
Yep. Because of Brandy.
Brandy's getting a lot of shout outs.
Three shout outs in two she'll episodes. She'll
criticize the hell out of him. He'll be like, damn, I do need to change my costume. Love you, Brandy.
Love you.
Even though you hate me.
You don't hate me. I love you. We see, sorry for your loss. You're very dear to me. It came as a shock. It did indeed. Special relationship. Likely, God, what are my notes saying here?
It's Armand. It's Kate talking to her mom and Jack in the, office.
Yes, she's like, I'm sorry for your loss. He goes, yes, he was very dear to me.
He was a very dear to
he
me.
He was very dear to me. And he's she goes, rat. I'm sure. And she goes, I'm sure it came as a shock. And he goes, it did indeed. It was a special relationship we played way together.
Let me tell you, when he was rewatching this for notes, she watched it in double speed and I couldn't follow anything.
How the fuck does she do that?
It was like, I was like, I don't know what they're saying.
How do I do it? What do you mean? My brain goes at that speed at all times.
That's scary.
At all
times. That's scary. Well, hold on. So, stepdad, Jacques, says, she likes it, feels displaced by me, feels threatened by me, and I can understand why. I bought a book about being a stepdad, and I'm going to show you, Kate, that I don't give a fuck. You want to play wee-wee? And she literally goes, she goes, money well spent, Jack. Money well spent. And he's like,
my brain when you were doing that went to Monty Python and the Holy Grail and was like, leave still hasn't seen. Haunt you a second time.
I will tell you that she feels displaced by me. She feels threatened by me, and I can understand why. Might be a bad guy if you have a mustache like this and you sound like this piece of shit. I'm and sorry.
He's saying it in front of her.
Like, yes,
it's almost like a threat to her. Like,
this is where her mom is a complete dumbass because she's sitting there like,
okay.
I'm like, wake the fuck up! Do you not see this piece of shit in front of you? What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? She's like,
I'm stigmatized.
Dickmatized, and that's a real thing. That mushroom can do some shit to you, folks. Don't let the dick control you. Get the fuck out of that shit.
Never. You say mushroom, I say fireman helmet. Are we wrong? No.
No, we're not. Emmy just confirmed it. She's shaking her head yes up and down like crazy right now.
Absolutely.
If you could assign an object to the shape of a penis, what would it be?
Yeah. We got mushroom. We got fireman helmet. What is yours?
Arrow.
Arrow?
Really? Yeah. Is that thin? I guess it's not Big Ben after all. I would just
turned
say,
on by Hawkeye, confirmed by Emmy. She thinks
of that Hawkeye arrow every time she sees a peen. So I will say this right now. If anyone comes up to you with a weird fucking mustache and goes, I know about the being of a stepdad, uh-huh. If they ever do that, run the fuck away and get the fuck out. You want to see my peen? Uh-huh. I will be
more cucumber. Cucumber, that's what I'd equate a peen to.
Oh, a cucumber. Okay.
Cucumber.
Have
you hung out with the Hulk?
Yeah. He comes over on Saturday nights and
I don't know why cucumber is what you equate it with.
Saturday nights. Saturday nights all right for cucumbers.
A green stick.
I like girth. I was going to say the podcast because Brandon just walked the fuck away.
I wasn't asking like what you equate it with, like girth or any of that. When you think penis, what does it look like to you? And you said cucumber, which means...
What do you mean? What do you mean? What does penis look like to me? It looks like a fucking penis.
Yeah, but Brandon says it's a mushroom. I say it's a fireman's helmet.
Okay. And I'm
and you said a cucumber.
It's a penis.
Oh, come on. You're a teacher. You have imagination. Come on.
It's a penis.
Okay.
Oh, you're boring. Right.
It is a it's a goal.
Mm. It's a goal.
Every penis is a goal.
What do you mean by goal? Do you try to like get it in the net or what are you talking about?
Nope. Trying to get it in somewhere else.
All right. So,
good God. Good God.
Uh-huh. I will take my penis and put it in your mother's. Anyway, so we see.
The gene. It's a very nice.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about Pam that way.
No, okay. Not your mother. Jesus. This, I was talking about the show.
Talking about the show.
No, I was talking about the show, not your mother. I would never do that about your mother. Sorry.
Again.
No, your Grammy is who I love, not your mother.
Stop. Stop.
Amy's sorry. Grammy, I love you.
Okay. This was the point when I said to Clinton, I hate him. I would punch the mustache right off of his face.
Completely agree.
I don't think that's, the I think whole, that's scientifically impossible.
Go you on. Don't know how hard I can punch. Do you want me to come punch you? See if I can punch the mustache off of your face?
He doesn't have a mustache.
Not currently. Maybe I can punch him so hard it'll make him grow one. And then I'll punch it off.
All right. We are stuck on this scene. Where do we go next?
So we see the New York City LARPers come fight with us. And we go by, and I love that he's talking to this LARPer, and she's like, and LARPer, and I knew this before they even explained it, live action role play.
I don't know why you said that, like, that's a good thing. Like, oh, I knew listen, this.
I would be down for this festival.
Oh, completely agreed. Completely agreed.
Then why the fuck are like, you judging, Amy?
I'm, because I can, I want to.
You're like, I don't know why you knew it. Like, you're acting like you're fucking cool. And then you all are like, I would love to be a part of this.
Right after. I mean, I'd give it a go.
Okay. So we're all friends.
I'd try it out.
We're all friends, basically.
And don't call Brandon a loser for knowing what it is.
I knew what this was before they even, I am being a bitch.
It took you a year and a half to realize that.
I'm very sorry.
So I see.
I truly am being a fucking cunt right now.
So we see the New York City LARPers come fight with us, and things are going to get really messy if you break the rules. And I love he's like, "What are the rules?" And he's there, and they're like, "Name," and he goes, "No, thank you." Email classified. It's so funny. He signs up, and eventually, the lady that's signing him up, she says, "Just watch what the other people are doing and have fun." And here's your armor. Here's your helmet. And there's this slow mo walk with him. He does not put on the helmet with a wig. He just wears the armor, which I'm surprised he even put that on.
I was
on.
Wanting him to put that.
I
on.
Did too. I wanted like that wig. I wanted that wig so bad. And he does this slow-mo walk, and I love how someone goes after him, and in slow-mo he goes,
"Yes,
goodness." He says goodness in slow-mo. I bust out laughing at that part. I thought that was genius. This is really funny shit. This is good stuff.
I agree. Honestly, it was, I really like this.
I did too. I really did too. And he goes, and I love, he goes up to the person who stole his costume and he goes, "So I can take this pretend sword and pretend kill you, or, and you can give me the suit, or I can real punch you and you can real fall down and I'll take the suit." That was really brilliant. And the LARPer responds, who's in the Ronin suit, says, "Let me kill you." And he goes, "No." That's his first response, real quick. No. And he goes, "Please let me kill you. I to really kill a real Avenger, that would be really, really amazing." And he goes, "Fine." And he starts doubling over. He's like, "No, we want to make it look real. A trial by combat." And it's really, really funny. I thought it was really, really well done. He ends up dying in this trial by combat in a LARPing festival. It's really, really, really good. It's really good.
It's cute. And I liked that it was cute. But at the same time, I was like, this guy is going to stab him in the back. This guy is going to be like, let me kill you, and then I'm going to keep the suit. I thought that was what was going to happen.
Especially when the person that, like, entered him in, like, was like, we have a bunch of cops and firefighters here. You know, like, yeah. I really thought there was something that was going to be more here, too, because of that little verbiage from her earlier.
I think, dude, just to show that he needs to stay in line.
I agree. But like Emmy was saying, I expected more here.
It's like the LifeBeing community has a set of rules and they are going to follow those rules. And that guy was like, this is the rule that we've set. We're going to follow it. And I appreciate it. They were just like, yep. You let me kill you. Here's your suit. We're good. I liked it. I really liked it. Fun
and the sarcasm. I felt like he was my spirit animal here. Mm-hmm. Just, and that works because it's Hawkeye.
Yep.
Hawk. Anyway, when he says the line you mentioned about the, I can either real hit you, and whatever that was. Yeah.
And you real fall down.
Yeah, yes. I can.
But I did think like it was too easy. Like when they fought, I didn't think he would actually give up the suit.
Yeah,
because he let him do it. I was waiting for something extra to happen.
See, so that. You were in the same boat as Emmy and I almost.
But I enjoyed it.
Exactly. It almost diverted expectation, but it wasn't a bad thing. It wasn't a bad thing.
And on second watch, it was like, I really like that guy. His name was Grills.
Yes. And I love when they were fighting. There was this guy in the background. He was like, cling, cling.
Oh, my
cling.
God.
Yes.
I died laughing at him.
It was so good. And like, they will be regaling this tale with my countrymen for years to come. And he goes, yeah, great. Just give me the damn suit. And it is revealed that his name is Grills. Nice to meet you. Maybe that'll come in later on because his name is revealed. Who knows? But I did make a note of that. And
there is a Grills in the comics.
There
based
sure
on
is.
The BuzzFeed article that I read today.
Good shit, Emmy. Good shit.
Yeah, he's the neighbor of Hawkeye.
I like that. And you have five. This is him talking to his wife later on. You have 5 days to keep the promise of being home for Christmas. So we are on a countdown, 5 days till Christmas. And that was delicious, Jack. Agitated just enough. Then it's all about patience and attention. So we see Kate Bishop back to Jacques, and she goes, that was delicious, Jacques. And he goes, yes, the great thing about it is you just with risotto, you just agitate that enough, and then it's about the patience and attention, wee. And she goes, wow, you cook, you're attentive, wealthy, and you're almost too good to be true. And he goes, I assure you I am not. And she goes, we have a common interest, you know, with swords, and talks about very fertile ground for bonding. And they start getting into their fencing gear. It's kind of weird that you say very fertile ground. Anyway, they get in their fencing gear and they start dueling, and Jacques starts letting her win. It's very apparent, and she goes, don't let me win, Jack. Or excuse me, Jacques.
And his name is Jack in the show.
Jack in the show.
I know.
In the comics, he was Jacques.
Yeah, so she's like, don't let me win, Jack. And they start dueling again. And
never let go, Jack.
Yeah, Jack.
Never let go. And Jack then he drops her and is bloop,
bloop, bloop. Yep, there was room on that door for both of them. Fuck you, Rose Dawson. You're a piece of shit. 1912, fuck you. There was room on the boat. There was room on the door. Don't look shocked, Emmy. There was room on that fucking door for both of them.
I completely agree. Completely agree.
We're getting it out on our podcast now.
I can't believe that you have the courage to say that. Spoiler alert.
Hey.
We review Titanic.
Yeah. Hey, if you're listening to this podcast episode 2 right now, make hashtag fuck Rose Dawson and tag us. I will retweet you.
Is it Rose Dawson?
Yes. Well, Rose DeWimpicator.
No, it's Jack. Yeah, it's Jack Dawson.
But she takes his last name at the end. She takes his last name because she fucking doesn't let him on the door. She's a guilty bitch. Fuck her.
She's a guilty bitch.
I'm just saying, dude.
I'm thinking of Rosaria. Is it Rosario
Dawson?
No, yeah, that's
also a person.
Like, I love her as an actress.
She's wonderful. And she's also in Daredevil.
Yes.
So we see, don't let me win, Jack, blah, blah, blah. He gets murdered. What are you hiding? You're lying. and I'm going to go change. And
he gets murdered.
And
he
goes,
you said he gets murdered.
She goes,
you totally said that. Wait a minute.
Hold on. What are you hiding? You're lying. Goes to get changed and he gets murdered by a sword. Who gets murdered by a sword? It's the person that was killed. Who gets murdered by a sword? Who gets murdered by a sword? This dude loves swords. His ancestor gets murdered by a sword. It's terrible. Who gets murdered by a sword in New York? No one. Kate Bishop pleading to her mother. And this is where I realize her mother is a fucking dumbass. Because her mother literally goes, I'm like,
what?
I didn't hear any words there.
That's my point. Because anything she says doesn't make fucking sense. Her daughter is saying, this dude got murdered by a sword. We know he has an interest in swords. The fucking butterscotch is there. And she's like,
well, she don't tell her about the butterscotch.
Yeah, that's she finds out after the fact. Either fucking way, she is spelling it out. And her mother's like, eh. That's literally her mother's response.
Is bad.
Her mother is either a bad or a dumbass. And either way, fuck her mom. And I don't mean it in a sexual connotation. She's an idiot. She's a fucking idiot. I'm sorry.
That's why the dad related better with Kate.
Agreed. Either you're fucking dumb or you're fucking bad. I'm sorry.
Oh, bro. This triggered you, didn't it, friend?
I just couldn't stand how, like, she brushed off what her daughter was saying. Her daughter's saying some
Her whole life.
I know, but she's saying some really serious shit right now. And she's literally like,
she's stigmatized. Mama's stigmatized.
The dick is strong with this one. He must have a big dick.
Jacques, that mustache. What you?
You want this 8-inch peen with a mustache?
Like, would you like a ride? Yeah. Like a ride on the mustache.
Hey, you heard of Space Mountain? You have never heard of this. We. It's so like, what the fuck, dude? No, it doesn't make sense. No, no, no. No one's this dumb. I don't care how big the dick is.
Have you met Emmy?
Emmy, do you, Emmy,
that was that nice.
Emmy, no matter how big the dick is, no one's this dumb. Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Have you met Emmy?
No, confirmed.
I that's my point. I made that joke to be a smartass.
I can have just as great of a time by myself as I can with somebody else.
Oh my god.
Hey, no, independent, strong woman. I love it.
Yeah.
You go, Emmy. Right. I'm with you.
Yep.
I'm with you.
So, I broke my vibrator.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You broke
your vibrator. No, I did.
Holy fuck. How do you break a vibrator? That's a Patreon exclusive. You want to hear about how Emmy broke a vibrator?
That's not Patreon exclusive. This is everywhere.
No. We're going to
episode. We'll talk about how that happened.
Yeah.
No, it's just over you.
No, Emmy, don't ruin it. We were going to make money off of that. No, I wasn't trying to be a dick to women everywhere. I hope that doesn't come across that way. I apologize if it did. It's just when I hear about, like, I just, no one's this fucking stupid, is my point. No one. Like, someone's going to say, ooh, that's kind of.
Well, it was.
No, he got fucking stabbed. If he got shot, I can understand. Like, people get shot every day. It's okay, honey. Like, the dude got fucking stabbed, and we saw this weird guy, and he's always like, you don't know how.
I think the mom's in on it, so she's not trying to let it be known.
That's my point. She's either bad or a complete dipshit.
She's bad.
I don't know if she's bad. And I think
she's bad.
I hope she's bad, because if she's not bad, I've lost all respect for her as a character, because she's fucking idiotic.
I have a hot take on this.
Hot take. Please, Emmy, take it away. Please.
I have a hot take, just like the hot take that I laid on Clinton's bed this morning.
Oh, took a shit right on his pillow.
Good God.
Emmy literally will, anytime you spend the night with Emmy, she will show you her onion growing out of her fridge, and she will take a shit on your pillow.
Mm-hmm. And show you her onion then too.
I call it the Knoxville steamer.
Okay.
It's the sun. What's the sun sphere? We call it the sun sphere.
The Knoxville steamer. Like, you wake up and you have just a steaming pile of shit right next to your face.
Gross, 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 gross.
What? It's Knoxville steamer.
Okay, so hot take. I think that the mom is bad and that Jack is a dummy dumb.
No. Nope.
No, Jack's definitely bad.
I think he's bad, but I think he's bad and dumb.
You said dummy dumb. You didn't say bad and what, dumb. You didn't say baddie dumb. You said dummy dumb.
Yeah, dummy dumb. I think that he's doing what the mom tells him to do, but I think that the mom is the actual like brains behind the operation. We have hit the entire episode, have we not?
No, we're close though.
Nope.
So we see that she figures out, sorry for scaring you into telling the truth. And we see that she picks up butterscotch. He's like, you want some butterscotch? Because I'm a villain. And like, it literally, butterscotch, it's Armand the Third. She leaves abruptly. And this is the part where she has to be a bad guy because she leaves her mom with a potential murderer. If you know this guy for a fact killed that guy, which I'm assuming Kate Bishop is what she's feeling at this time.
She don't really, her and her mom haven't been close.
I don't care. Would you leave your mom with a murderer even if you know?
Is my mom mean to me all the time? No. So I can't relate to that, but
I don't know if
my mom was mean to me.
It doesn't feel like she's mean to her. Like, she did the checkers thing. It was out of love. She also talked about, like, with the clock tower. Hold on. With the clock tower, she was talking about, I got to replace this entire clock tower. And then afterward, like, really quick, got over it. It wasn't like this whole mean-spirited thing that she did afterward. I don't think she was mean the whole time to Kate Bishop. I don't feel like it's been a mean relationship. Do I think it's been a loving relationship? Maybe not, but I don't think it's been this mean fuck you.
It doesn't seem. Yeah, it seems protective, not.
Yeah.
Okay. Mean-spirited. Fair enough.
Okay.
But what are you supposed to do when you've presented your mom with everything and you're an angry? Maybe it's out of a place of caring, but she's mad at her mom because she won't even listen to her. So she's going to storm off. She's 22 years old.
And it's the same thing. It's the same thing I talked about in the fight or flight thing. Right now, I'm easily being able to say, why the fuck would you leave your mom with a murderer, potential murderer? But that's easy for me to say right now in my current position. So fair point, Clinton. I completely agree. Me in my sane head would literally put my mom over my shoulder and say, you're fucking coming with me. I don't give a fucking shit. You're an idiot, and I'll tell you why later. But in that moment, I can't tell you how I would act. So I completely take that point and completely understand what you're saying, man.
That's just my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No, it's a fair perspective. No, you're not wrong. It's the same thing I said in episode one.
And it was like she tried to tell her mom already.
Yeah.
And then when he pulled out that butterscotch, it was like in her mind, like, okay, this guy is a piece of shit.
So we see that Hawkeye gets taken. He basically leaves himself out for the amazing bros. And he literally gets hit with a baseball bat. He gets taken out. And I love how he's like, I can still see through this mask. And Kate Bishop tries to call Clint over and over. Sorry. Cannot reach him. And she's like, Clint Barton cannot take your call right now. She starts tracking him. And we see that he is in this weird, creepy place. And Clint gets his veil ripped off. And it's like, nice place. Not creepy at all. And he's like, shut up. We're interrogating you. It's weird that we have the same accent as Jacques. I know this is kind of a weird coinkydink, but it doesn't matter because we are bad. And like, so he's like, okay, that's cool.
What?
Did they have the same exact accent as Weird Mustache Dude, or am I crazy?
No, I would assume that Jacques
Russian.
Would be French, and the Tracksuit Mafia would be Russian.
Fuck! Yeah. I am such a piece of shit. I'm sorry. It sounded the same to me.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying I'm a piece of shit for thinking it was the same.
I don't think that's why you're a piece of shit.
Clint, why am I a piece of shit?
I don't know, but that's not the reason. Because you called me 3 times.
To get you. That's a Patreon exclusive. Don't bring that in here. Don't you dare.
You called them thrice?
Yes.
Yes.
Emmy, Patreon exclusive. We'll talk about it after the post credit.
You only called me once, and then I didn't call you again until like 4 hours later. Yeah. I was like,
it's already dangerous. It's already dangerous to call me because I hate talking on the phone, but you're going to call me three times? Thrice?
Thrice.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. This is
crazy.
But here's my number. So call me thrice, maybe.
That doesn't work that way.
Yes, it does, Clinton. Don't you exhale. All right.
Why am I on here?
I loved that.
Because you love us, you asshole. You love talking Marvel and you love us. Don't you ever ask why you're
on. I love talking Marvel.
Hey, you can leave now.
Yeah, leave. Get the fuck out of here, Clinton. Bye.
No.
If he can only talk about loving Marvel instead of loving us, I don't want his ass on here. Yeah, Fennel. Close your damn camera.
My Zoom thing says Clinton and his says Fennel.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. I don't understand what's happened with my Zooms. It's fine. Okay. I like that Clinton's wife caught that the whole catch and release was a Nat move.
Mm-hmm.
And says that. And it was in the first Avengers movie. And I just really liked that. And I caught it. Jack made risotto. Have you ever made risotto?
No, I've watched Hell's Kitchen plenty of times and I have wanted to make a risotto. I've eaten a risotto, but I've never made a risotto. So no, but it's on a bucket list item of mine to eat and make.
It is hard and awful.
Mm-hmm.
And terrible. And Clinton said that sounds like his penis. Including the terrible part.
Uh-huh.
Hard and awful and terrible.
No. Risotto is not something that is fun to make at all. It is way labor intensive.
You have to agitate it per jolk.
Huh?
You have to agitate it per jolk.
Oh, yeah. You have to cook it on the stove first, and then you have to, like, put it in the oven, too. And it's just too many steps. I made one from HelloFresh where, like, they give you all of the ingredients and all the steps, and I was like, absolutely fuck this shit. It wasn't even good. It tasted like balsamic.
Okay.
Blah.
Right.
Okay. I have got to ask. Or, well, maybe we're not there yet.
Okay.
Are we to the fencing part yet?
Yes, we passed the fencing part way long ago. They fenced, they took on each other, and she said, quit letting me win, Jack.
Yeah.
We passed that a while
back. Yeah, we covered all that. That's what we were talking about.
We're like at the end of the episode, but you're talking about like their fencing competition.
This is the end of the episode in my notes. Okay. So first of all, I need everybody to know I fenced in college. I did fence for like a semester and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I came home. It must have been like spring break.
Your parents.
I came home and had bruises everywhere. And my mom was like, you need to tell me who's hitting you.
Amy, we're talking about fencing the sport, not building a fence.
I know. I understand that.
Jesus.
I understand that. And I came home at spring break.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, you need to tell me who's hitting you. And I was like, no one is hitting me. I'm just really bad at fencing.
It's okay, mom. I'm just shit at this.
Yeah. So I went from fencing to synchronized swimming. Mm-hmm. So, you know, equally as useful sport.
Equally. Completely agree.
Do you guys give a shit at all about what the difference is between foil, epee, and saber?
No.
I know aluminifoil and I know saber-tooth tiger.
Rawr.
I don't know
epee.
Epee pen? No.
That's epee.
Epee pen.
Epee.
Saber-tooth tiger and aluminifoil.
Cool. Okay. Well, then I won't try to educate you guys. If you don't want to be educated, that's fine. I don't want to force you guys, but we'll say did fence. Is this just like what rich people do during?
Sure, seems like it.
During dinners, like you're just like,
I want to clear the table and start fencing you and stabbing you in the chest. Like it just doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. It's stupid.
They both had to go get changed.
Yep. No, they put on like a fucking coat and a fucking mask and they were like,
okay, well, it was like fencing gear.
From the bottoms down, it was like your fish shit. Like from the bottoms down for the segs, they kept their regular shit.
For her, for him, he had to put on fencing pants.
Well, he's a piece
of shit. And also, his stance was not good.
Your mom's stance not good, but I still love her anyway. So we see
grandma's stance ain't good either.
Yeah, I love you, Grammy.
Okay, Clinton, can you turn your camera on? Because you're in my house and your camera's not on, and I don't know what you're doing or fucking up.
Look beside you in the window. That's where I'm at. That's not a window. Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Where? I don't know. You're an absolute twat.
Why would you think he's there? Okay, anyway, so we...
You're absolute twat.
The fact that you bought that is hilarious. So, yeah. Kate...
That's like the, I made you look. Hey, what's that over there? I'm going to get a fry.
So, Kate, they're like, who's the guy in the costume? Who is the guy in costume? You're the guy in the costume. Kate Bishop falls through the goddamn ceiling, and it's like, Kate Bishop is the
guy. I laughed real hard at that part.
I agree.
It's really funny.
It really is. Kate Bishop is the guy in the costume, and we see this interrogation.
I found her, bro.
Interrogation go wrong. I didn't realize we were supposed to bring guns, is what she says when she's plopped out.
But with the Russian accent.
Sorry, yes. I said that.
I didn't realize
I didn't realize we were supposed to bring guns, and you're in trouble now, bro. There's this red hue that comes over. There's all this shit hitting the fan, but there's a red hue, and we see a woman we haven't seen before, and we have them both. And he looks at her, and he goes, "We have them," one of the tracksuit mafia says to this woman. And she looks very interesting, very almost irritated and ready to take matters into her own hands. And then credit scene. Boom. Episode 3 I'm ready for already from this alone. Do we have any idea who this woman is? Clinton.
Yes, it's Echo.
Okay, it's Echo. You heard it here. We always say spoiler.
She got announced in the Disney Plus day too.
Did I give a spoiler alert on this episode? I don't think I did.
I think they'll figure it out.
She was the adopted daughter of Kingpin in the comics.
Oh, nice.
She's also the second superhero that we've had in the MCU who is deaf. It's the second actress who has portrayed a deaf person who is actually deaf.
Yes.
Kudos.
Well done. Agreed.
She is in the comic. That's why there's a lot of speculation about Kingpin from the Daredevil series showing up. Vincent D'Onofrio.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope they do that. She's the adopted daughter of Kingpin. And that's huge implications. And especially, I wish they would have saved, it was Disney Plus Day, I guess they couldn't have, but I wish they could have saved the announcement of her own show till after this, because now we know she's going to be a big part of Marvel. Like, I would have liked that surprise a little bit to know later, but.
That's a very good point, but she still surprised me showing up here.
Yes.
Like, this was still a surprise.
But it's the second episode. We already know she's going to have big, big part. Because
yeah.
You're not wrong.
This is probably a wee bit off topic. It's kind of far from topic. So I watch Gogglebox, which is a British TV show where you watch reactions of people watching TV shows. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love it. It's a British TV show. It's fantastic. So the one that I watched actually this morning before Clinton woke up was they had a clip from Strictly Come Dancing, which is the same thing in the UK as Dancing with the Stars is here. And they have an individual on there. Her name is Rose Ayling Ellis. And she recently did, her and her partner did a couple's choice dance. So she is someone who is deaf. Mm-hmm. And so they had a absolutely beautiful dance where she was on Strictly, absolutely beautiful. And then there was a point where the music stopped and they kept dancing. And I bawled like a child. It was so beautiful.
Wow.
So I recommend that people watch that.
Mm. You haven't seen me dance before, so. You haven't seen me dance before, so.
Say it again.
You haven't seen me dance before? You talked about balls. You're going to have your balls out when I dance. It's wonderful.
I was trying to make a serious-ish point.
Do you know what podcast you're on?
No, obviously not.
Serious is not allowed here.
No, but if like, it just, I don't know. The fact that we got our second character who was deaf, played by an actress who was deaf this week, and for that to also be on Strictly this week. What?
Are you 100% on that?
That the actress who plays Echo is deaf?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think you're wrong.
Okay. Bite me.
I'm basing that off of nothing at all.
Oh, well, you just want to fight me.
Emmy, tell him about the part that when we were talking about the women in this show and the villains. We were trying to predict the villains. And I was like, it might be
yeah, you said one and I said Sharon Carter.
I said Yelena Belova.
Yeah. Oh, Yelena.
That would be good.
Sharon Carter.
You said Sharon Carter.
I think Yelena would be a great one because we've seen Yelena pop up, or at least, we saw.
She's going to be in this, by the way.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's got to be. She's got to be.
Well, it's got to be at the very end in a post-credit scene. It's going to be a post-credit scene, episode 6. That's it.
Yeah, but the whole premise at the end of Black Widow, the post-credits, was her going after Hawkeye.
Clinton, I see you. I hear you. I believe you. I want it to be more, but I'm on Brandon's side. It's going to be and if it's more, I will be shocked and amazed, but it's going to be like a really small credits thing. It's not going to be more than that. And that's where I'm putting my expectations.
Okay.
If it becomes more, I'll be excited.
Agree.
Val was the other person.
Val.
And Emmy was like,
Thunderbolts.
I was really excited because I was like, we just named 3 females who are all villains in the MCU and like, fuck the patriarchy.
Yep. So, yeah. Guys, Hawkeye episode 2. I know we've talked quite a bit in this episode about everything that's went on. Guys, I'm sold. I'm absolutely sold. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with this series. I think it's going to be amazing. I think Jeremy Renner is playing Hawkeye amazingly. I think Steinfeld is playing
Bishop. We finally have a Hawkeye.
Yeah,
that I like.
Exactly.
It took me in from the beginning.
Exactly.
So I'm excited to see where it goes. And it's not just the supporting characters. He is doing
great
in this show too.
I think Steinfeld is playing Bishop amazingly, and she's holding her own, if not more. I think there's
and a lucky lot. The dog is stealing the show for me.
And he's eating
my God. And he's eating adorable.
Pizza. As long as he keeps eating pizza, I'm here for it. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I want him to live. And if he keeps doing that, that's probably not going to be good for his
life. Well, his name is Lucky. But... so we'll see how lucky he is.
Fair enough.
I will not change my opinions about previous Hawkeye iterations. And also, I think that I would enjoy Hawkeye more if it was not who it is. However, I have enjoyed the Hawkeye series thus far.
Ooh, guys, I got to tell you, we got some Patreon comments to get to.
Mm.
So this is Keith who said, from our Patreon, hey, if you are a $1 patron and up, you can leave some comments like this. So Keith said, pow, LOL. And he left a video for us to watch. So we are going to watch Keith's thoughts.
Listen, if you're listening, you're going to listen to this.
You are about to listen to Keith. But Keith always sends us some really good Hawkeye or Hawkeye, any thoughts he has on the MCU. So we are going to get to Keith. And we're not recording for Potato anymore. I'm actually stoked about that. So here's Keith.
Dunk, in my opinion. I love that they led with Kate Bishop in the first episode, and Hawkeye was a background focus, and then they're bringing him to the foreground. They're sharing the runtime very balanced and in a way that makes me very glad that it's not just a Hawkeye show, but he's always thrived when he's supporting someone. He thrived in scenes when he would support Nat. He thrived in scenes when he would support Wanda. And I think that what we're getting from him is a battle-hardened, guilty Clint, who I hope we delve into his Ronin guilt and just how I think his main reason for not wanting to parade around as a hero is he doesn't feel like one. And we'll get into that later, I hope. Three things. Haley Good Steinfeld point. Is stealing the show, and rightly so, and I think she should. And I loved her the second I saw her in Coen Brothers' remake of the movie True Grit years and years ago. She was phenomenal, and she's hilarious in this, and I really like her natural comedy with him, even if he's not giving her that much. I love that they showed that his hearing loss can be gradual over time, in his field of work. I love that it's just that simple. What happened? And it's just like, what didn't happen? Of course he's deaf. It feels like a very organic performance from Haley as he is her hero, and the whole idea, you know, don't meet your heroes. But especially the first episode, she's so excited to show him every little thing that she can do. I love the moment where she turns around and just shows him the lockpick. She's like, And he's like, let's get in the damn apartment. The one scene where they're quickly talking about branding, and he talks about how he's not really trying to sell anything. And she responds by saying, and you know what? Normally that would be cool. I want to say that this is maybe a bit of a nod to Jeremy Renner's other projects recently, social media ones maybe, music ones maybe. I don't really think that the guy wanted the attention that he got from his failed app. I honestly don't think the guy knows the first thing about apps, and I think that was the problem. Here's a theory. I'm going to try and call it right now. I honestly think the mother is behind everything, and I think that Jack's going to end up not being a bad guy. It's hard to tell right now because he's doing some things that are morally gray at times, but I think that he's just covered in red herring. I think that he is just red herring head to toe, soup to nuts. Which nuts? D's nuts. He's not really the bad guy. I hope I'm right.
No.
Because to see him be the swordsman,
Amy's clapping.
Be Nemesis would be kind of awesome. Hit it once, hit it twice.
Never miss is a bullseye. So... Keith, the D's nuts thing is getting you barred from any videos moving forward.
Don't submit anything.
But he also
kicked you from Patreon.
I absolutely loved it.
No, don't listen to her, Keith. No.
I think we had similar thoughts too. That the mom was gonna be evil and that Jack was gonna end up not being.
He said Jack is not. I think it could be both.
I think
mom can be ringleader and Jack can still be a pawn. He's still involved. He's just not.
We're thinking chess, Brandon. This is checkers.
Pawns. True. But Keith with some really, really amazing thoughts there and really well said.
Besides these nuts. And Keith?
Also, I see the fact that he put it on fucking 4-speed. He was like,
it was quick. I was like, am I losing my mind or Keith just put that in fast forward mode? So.
It was very quick.
It was.
I caught all of it.
Yeah.
Because nothing goes over my head.
I would catch it. So we have some more patrons. Evan, thank you so much for reaching out. He said, I enjoyed the episodes, mainly because I'm easily entertained, but I liked them regardless. My only gripe is when Kate Bishop is texting, she's literally only hitting like 3 keys, but the whole sentence is being spelled out. I know it's tiny.
He's fast as fuck, boy.
I'm fast as fuck, boy.
That's one of my favorite videos of all time.
If you don't know what we're talking about, it's a TikTok, Evan. He goes, I know it's tiny, but it was so annoying to watch. At least have her in a wide shot and put the message bubbles on the side. 28 minutes and 58 seconds in episode 2, to be exact. So good stuff. Thank you so much for reaching out, Evan. I didn't pay no mind to the texting stuff, but I did kind of notice it, but I didn't like focus or zero in on it, if that makes sense.
It is nicer when they like actually put I think that I was able to read the text messages that she was sending to
the homecoming thing is the best way to do it. When he's texting,
when you put it up on the side, that's completely ideal.
Completely agreed, Evan. We have a few more comments to get to, not too many. I put this on last second, so sorry, patrons, if you hate me here. Stacy Apple said, I really enjoyed both episodes and am intrigued to see where it goes. I don't like Jack when he was giving his stepdad talk. I really wanted to someone to punch him.
Thank you. Punch the mustache right off.
He just has a punchable face to me, she said. I love the humor as well and hope it continues throughout the series. I think I'm going to love this grumpy sunshine pairing. Also, could her mom be more of a stereotypical parent that doesn't listen to their kid? I hate the way it portrays single parents. Hopefully we see more of the nice moments between them and she backs up Kate more. Stacy doesn't believe her mother is a bad guy.
Ooh. Right. That's a good point that she could just be a single mother.
She could be a single mother who's naive as fuck.
Pissy towards her daughter before.
She wasn't pissy towards her. When was she pissy towards her?
The very beginning.
The whole time we'll play checkers together. She still has this forgiving, but she's still, it's not like, hey, fuck you, get in the basement. I'm going to lock you in the cellar.
Like that.
No, but my whole point is, Clinton, my whole point is she's stern with her. Hey, you did this. It's wrong. You need to learn from it. But she's never like afterward. It's like, hey,
I shouldn't say pissy. There is no emotional attachment with her mother. Whatsoever.
She says in the first bit, she says, hey, look, moms can be fun too. Did you know that I could do this? And then before she put food into her mouth. Oh.
When they overheard her, when they knew she was eavesdropping, and the dad is looking at the mom and she says, well, you need to go do that.
Yeah.
You need to
go. Never feels pissy to me. It just feels like, hey.
No, she's detached from Kate. Like, she's not.
But she tries to be.
That's your daughter, not mine.
I get that.
Not that far. But she just doesn't feel emotionally connected with Kate.
But she goes out of her way to try to feel emotionally connected.
Because she has to.
Yeah, of course. But she's not like, I hate you. I don't want to be close to you. I didn't
say she hated her.
You said pissy.
There is a disconnect,
emotional wall.
I agree, but I don't know if that makes her inherently bad. I'm gonna go
I don't think she's the reason I think she's bad is because she was talking to Armand secretly, and she went to the basement after the dad did before when she went to have her get checkers, like
to murder him.
There's things, and she can't be that dumb to not know that Jack
reason why I think she's bad is no one can be that dumb. That's my sole reason, is no one can be that dumb.
If she's
Mephisto.
All right. Cosmic Cretin said, not going to lie, for a show titled Hawkeye, it actually highly exceeded my expectations. I found the common and unique struggles of Kate and Clint to be extremely interesting. On Clint's side, you see him dealing with the fame, repercussions of being an Avenger. You see how he loses his hearing, dealing with rude and annoying fans, and the PTSD from losing his best friend. On Kate's side, you see her dealing with everyone talking down to her, making misogynistic comments, and just being downright mean to her at points. But she seems to bounce back in a very big way every time. Then you see the overarching struggle that they share, i.e. the suit, Ronan, the tracksuit mafia, Jack, and the dirty behind-the-scenes business. It's just an extremely interesting and it's just an extremely interesting way to do this story, and it had me engaged the entire time. I don't want to go on for too long, so I'll finish with this. Pizza Dog! All caps. So Cosmic Cretin, good stuff, man.
Yes. Pizza Dog was the highlight. We didn't touch on him enough, but defend that dog at all costs in this show.
Let the dog live. Let the dog live. And I love that you talked about the repercussions of being an Avenger, you know, seeing how you're dealing with rude and annoying fans all the time and the PTSD from losing people close to you. I really like that comment, Cosmic Cretin, because a lot of times you're an Avenger. You're fighting the bad guys. Pew, pew, bow, bow. That's it. That's what you do. But there's emotional attachments and detachments. Attachments to the people that you love, that you're no longer here, and detachments from the people that just want a quick autograph or a quick photo in a urinal. Cosmic Cretin, I really, really appreciated that flip side, and as well as Kate, you know, just always, you know, staying on the bright side of things or bouncing back no matter how many people treat you like shit or make stupid comments, you're rising above it. So between these two very completely different people, there's this wonderful through line between them both, is they are survivors. They're making it, and they are dealing with things in their own way. And I really love that comment. So thank you, Cosmic Cretin, for taking the time to message us, man. Good stuff. Smash Trivia John said, I hope this is not too late, but I really loved the episodes. I thought the comedy and the action was great. I like that they immediately tell us basically the big important message about the show is going to be family and PTSD awareness. We didn't really touch base on PTSD awareness, and we kind of lightly touched base on family. So if anyone wants to go a little deeper there, but you know.
Vin Diesel.
That's what I was thinking. Fast and the Furious. I didn't see Vin Diesel one time in this episode.
Bullshit.
Me neither.
Are you,
it's all about family.
Are you Groot, Vin Diesel? Because we don't buy it at all.
What is the PTSD aspect?
Yeah. Good God. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. This show so far with both episodes has me more focused on Kate Bishop than it does Clint Barton.
Right. That makes sense.
But that is a fair point, that he's sitting in the audience of a musical about a battle that he was engaged in.
Well, no, that ain't what got him. It was the Nat thing that got him.
Okay. But still. Like, they have made a musical out of the Battle of New York, which was an actual, like, legit battle.
Yes, and maybe fought PTSD with Kate than Clint. Mm. He was fighting Chitauri.
We have one last comment here. It is from Jeremy McBride. He said, these episodes...
Jeremy Ritter? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Danny McBride?
Jeremy McBride. Love this dude. He's actually a really good guy. He said, these episodes were not my favorite. I didn't hate them by any means, but I didn't love them either. The first episode in particular, outside most of the scenes with Kate Bishop felt like bad acting to me. You're probably thinking of the child actor. Jeremy.
You don't get to do that. That's my thing.
The second episode was a little better for me, and I'm intrigued to see where they go from there. I've enjoyed the humor and the dynamic between Kate and Clint, and I'm interested to learn more about Echo, as I don't know much about her. I'll continue to watch because I have faith in Marvel, but overall, it was just there for me.
Always faith in Marvel.
Always faith in Marvel. And, you know, Jeremy, I'll completely agree. After the first episode, I was like, Okay. All right.
Really? You guys? I was in.
Okay.
I was in too.
Here's the thing. After the first episode, I was like, this is good. Was I like, holy shit, this is... No, I didn't. The second episode fleshed things out for me, and I got really excited for it. Like, my excitement after the first episode was probably a 6 or a 7 out of 10, and after the second episode, I was probably an 8, 8.5 out of 10.
This is the most grounded show we've had since Falcon and Winter Soldier, correct?
Correct.
So you were... And I'm shocked to say this. I was more invested even in the first episode than Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Eh. Oh, same.
Yeah, I'm not making comparisons. This is not to me... I like this more than this. I like this less than this. When I was watching the show...
My point is that was a great show to me.
Yeah.
And it was the grounded MCU that we like. Like, I like Winter Soldier and Captain America.
Oh, yeah. When I was watching the show, I literally sat there and I was literally like, when I watched Hawkeye, I was like, this is good. That's kind of how I felt the whole time. I was like, this is good. I wasn't like, this is great. I need to tell everyone. I can't wait to watch episode 2.
It wasn't.
Yeah. I was just extra. I was just like, hey, there's some good stuff about this. I really am interested. Now, and I mean this, episode 2 hooked me way more, and I'm excited about it. But, like, episode 1, it wasn't like I immediately, all right, let's do this shit. Episode 1 was like, okay, what's going on? Oh, wow, that's crazy. Oh, that's pretty cool. That's kind of how I felt the whole time watching it. But also, I'd worked all day, and sometimes I feel like it's what you were doing all day, what setting you're in, because I was working all day. I got home, been up since 6 in the morning. I put on a show, and I'm like, oh, okay, all right, let's see what this is about. So
you should become a teacher, because you get Thanksgiving Wednesdays off.
I know, but I want to preface it, not like, I'm not like saying fuck this show, but maybe it was also, I've been working all day. It wasn't like, oh my God. So who knows?
I went and met up with a couple of friends at a brewery today and told the bartender about I absolutely hate it when I go to get something from a server person and they're like, so how's your day going? Mm-hmm. And I immediately, I'm just like, I don't know how to answer that. Right. So it's like, oh, well, I watched the first 2 episodes of Hawkeye because that was the only thing that was on my brain.
Hell yeah.
Oh, well, that's what I'm going to do as soon as I get off. And I was like, I really enjoyed it. He was like, yeah, I really like Jeremy Renner. And I was like, I really don't, but I still really enjoyed it.
Yep. Right.
Yep.
So,
he continued to serve me, so.
That's a good point. I'm glad he did. So, patrons, thank you for reaching out. Hawkeye episode 1 and 2, honestly, pumped to watch this series moving forward. We'll be back next week with our episode 3 thoughts and review. We hope you enjoyed this little sneak peek of us. Sneak peek, wow. This huge review of us.
Yeah, I was going to say, sneak peek. If this is a sneak peek, what the hell are we doing?
Well, if you consider we have like almost 100 hours of content, maybe more on our show.
Over, at least.
Over 100. This is technically a sneak peek of who we are. We have really put out a lot of content of all Marvel Studios content, so we really hope you appreciate our Hawkeye episode 1 and 2 review. We'll be back next week, next Wednesday night / Thursday morning. We'll be putting our Hawkeye episode 3 review out there, so we greatly appreciate it.
I should not bring it up, but like, somebody's gonna bring it up if I don't. I didn't have a lot of time to do research and watch the credits on these episodes. And so I do want to bring up a credits name that I've already brought up.
Who is that?
It's my kids' favorite things, Matt Fractions.
Hey.
Guys, any final thoughts on Hawkeye episode 1 and 2 before we head on out of here? Clinton, Emmy, take us out.
I don't want to hear any poopadoo about my bad, bad credits name. And also Kirk and Dirk.
All I have to say is this show's good and I love it, but you protect that fucking dog the entire show and he's going to end up being the new Hawkeye, not Kate Bishop. Plot twist.
We'll see you next week, guys. Love you.